In the last video, we spoke about setting up your profile. Now we're going to update all of your relevant business information. Now, one of the first things, especially if you're doing a lot on your phone, that I recommend you do is set up to actually accept messages. Now, the reason that I say if you do things on your phone, because you can see here, if you're not getting people contacting you or people are contacting you and you don't reply, Google will actually switch this off. But what you can do is set this up. So you set up your chat settings. It's as simple as just clicking a button. Now, that means that the minute somebody gets onto Google search, they can ask questions, they can message you directly. And again, how you set that up and whether you set that up is relevant to how you run your business and whether you have somebody that is on Google on a regular basis that is there to actually reply when people are asking. Now, when it comes to products, you guys don't actually do specific products. This is for people that have different things that they sell online, which isn't quite relevant. The one that you guys really need to look at is your services. And again, there will be a PDF that you can download that will have a list of all the different types of services that you can add in based on the category. So you can see here under Custom Home Builder, the minute you type that in, there will be a list of different services that you can add in. And that is dependent on the different categories that you choose. And not only that, again, you have to come in and regularly check this because people will make suggestions and you can choose whether you're going to accept those changes or not. Now, the next thing you need to look at is actually adding in some photos of what it is that you do. So a couple of the most important things is obviously your logo, making sure that you've got the David Reed logo set up because then that will show up like it does here. The next thing you can do is if you have a shop front or if you've got a particular build that you're really happy with, you can upload a cover photo. And then again, just a whole range of different photos. The reason that you do this is to make sure that when people are actually searching for you, they can see what it is that you do. Because again, you know, if they do click, people are curious. And if they are looking for a builder, they are going to go through and see exactly what it is that you've done. So any of the really good looking builds that you've done, upload them. You can do not only photos, but you can also do videos as well. So this just gives people that are searching for you an idea of what it is that you do and the kind of work that you do. Now that you know how to update your business information, then in the next video, we're actually going to cover how to set up your posts.